This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping along in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, we've got the one and only Frank Salvato. There they are. There they are. Yep. They got their coffee in their hands, and they're ready to do whatever they're going to do. And thank you very much, guys. Okay, they're gone.
Are you sure that's coffee?
Well, no, but they're coffee cup. They're coffee cups.
There you go.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to talk about masks, and we got to talk about shots, and we got to talk about mandates. Because yesterday, Joe Biden came out and stressed the fact that we've got to wear masks in places where we don't necessarily thought we needed to wear them and this, that, and the other. Nancy Pelosi said, well, everyone in the House is going to wear a mask. But funny about all this is Chuck Schumer didn't say one word about the Senate.
Yeah, and he probably won't because of what's happened in New York. You know, got to be honest with you, either the vaccines work or they don't. And if they work, as the government says they do, there's no reason to wear a mask. And per the head of the CDC, and then she kind of stumbled on this in an interview on CNN, she admitted that only the unvaccinated would be affecting the unvaccinated. So if you've been vaccinated or you have had coronavirus, which gives you superior antibodies to those who have been vaccinated, this is no threat to you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a really big problem with truth coming out of the White House and out of the CDC. Not to mention that this entire moment when they're saying that, hey, we have to wear masks again, it's based on a rejected peer review study that came out of India.
That's right.
Which doesn't use the vaccines that we have over here.
Yep. And they have a 15-cent vaccination rate over there, half ours.
You know, and a billion people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the whole thing is based on BS.
Yep.
And they have been called on it. People have said, this study was rejected. It was peer-reviewed, but rejected by the peers.
Yep.
So why the game? Why this little game where you want to try and destroy the economy again, where you want to try and oppress people again with your inane guidance?
Mm-hmm.
A new poll came out, said 41% of the people, when asked about the new mask guidance, they said they will not acquiesce to it this time.
Right.
They won't do it.
Yep.
So I got to be honest with you. This thing smells.
Oh, yeah.
It just smells. And you can't trust the CDC.
Nope.
Which is a shame, because that used to be one of the organizations in the United States that you could trust to always tell the truth.
Yep.
You know, and the White House, mm-hmm. their credibility is beyond shot.
The White House has another problem, and it's this.
And anyway, and if we don't drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah. Oh, I would.
Oh, yeah?
That's
awesome.
I got to.
There's the problem. Line go.
You know, play school trucks are not 18-wheelers.
No, they're not.
And neither are Tonkas.
That's right.
So I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. This guy's done everything. If someone asks me if he's been to the moon, he's been there.
Well, I know what it's about. He rode in an 18-wheeler back in 1975 as a senator to learn about what the truck driver's plight was like, because they were going to change the hours of service. So he took a 536-mile trip from Washington, D.C. into Ohio. And the whole deal was just to see what the driver had to go through and why the hours of service needed to be changed. And they did change the rules, and he did ride in a truck, but he didn't drive it.
Yeah, let me ask you this. If, in fact, he drove an 18-wheeler, and you know this, where can we see his CDL?
Thank you. At the time, it would have been called a chauffeur's license.
Yeah, can we see that, please?
Yep.
Easy to confirm. Well, let's just see it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What state was it issued in? They've got records of that. Let's just see it. None of this thing right now.
Would have been Delaware, because that's where he's lived all his life.
There we go. So the Delaware DMV would have records of him having that license. So all they have to do is release it, and then everything will be fine.
Yeah, and I guarantee you there's not one there, because he didn't ever drive the truck. He just hopped in and rode as a passenger. Now, he was sitting behind the wheel of a Big Mac stand-up double sleeper yesterday, and that was kind of funny, because it looked like he was getting ready to put it in gear, but I don't think he could have even gotten it in gear.
He doesn't know how to open a bag of potato chips.
Thank you very much. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go there. Check it out. Find out what he's all about. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha, and that's the combined total of the people listening to us on terrestrial radio, internet, around the world, and also via the satellite. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the middle part of the country, Midwest, and all the way out far as west as Phoenix, Arizona. One father that bought a car for his daughter and then delivered it here in Tampa. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And don't forget, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. Now, clean trade-ins are also commanding a great resale price right now, as much as 45% higher in value than what they were just 4 to 5 months ago. So upgrade your ride now. Get yourself more money for the vehicle than what you got, and take the extra money, put it in your pocket, and go on vacation. So, don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Check out the all-new Rogue, totally redesigned, the hottest SUV in the market right now. And don't forget the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, that get taken very good care of. Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That could save you another $500. All righty, let's go back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We've got one of our favorite question askers, Bagamon Bob, on the line. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. The virus is raging. They say there's variation D, that a lot of people are going to get it because it's so infectious. And the problem is that nobody's getting vaccinated, or a lot of people are not getting vaccinated. So I saw where the government was paying. It might have been a state government. I'm not sure. It might have been a local. Might have been that. But they were paying them $100. So since a lot of these people, why not pay them like $1,000 to get vaccinated, or maybe even $5,000 or $10,000? I did the math on it and stuff, and it comes out to like $1,000 would be like, if you did 50 million, you come out to $50 billion, because they can certainly throw away a lot of billions in some way, and this might get this done. And in addition, you might spend a lot of money, but it also might save a lot of money in medical costs and free up beds. All right, what do you think?
All right, well, what I think is, first of all, that's $100 per person, and Joe Biden made it a, he says, well, the states could just take the money out of the COVID money they got, and they can pay everybody $100 to get the shot. Now, it was de Blasio yesterday that started out with $100, or the day before yesterday, started out with $100, right?
Yeah, I'm not for using taxpayer money to bribe people to get vaccines, period. This is a personal choice. This is your body. These are not FDA-approved vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big point here. Everybody's stampeding to go get the vaccine. Don't stampede to get the vaccine. Make them do their due diligence. This is where long-term issues come in medically. If something comes out that 10 years down the line with these vaccines, you grow a third arm out of your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has done it voluntarily because the FDA has not put this through the vetting process yet. Not to mention, you know, everybody's got to get vaccinated. Everybody's got to get vaccinated. No, we don't. If you've had COVID, you've got superior antibodies to the vaccine. You don't need to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So the government coming in saying, I'm going to stick a needle in your arm, otherwise you're compartmentalized and you're ostracized and you can't fly, you can't get on a train, mm-hmm. you can't go to a movie theater. Boy, mm-hmm. When something goes wrong with these vaccines, do we get to sue the government here, or have they indemnified themselves?
Let me tell you about myself here, because on Monday I had another blood test, I had a blood test a week before, and then they gave me the results on Monday. My antibodies over a year later are still through the freaking roof.
That's because you had it.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. and no one wants to talk about this. Not the White House, not the CDC, not the World Health Organization, mm-hmm. especially not the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
But what about us who've had it? What about the COVID survivor who's mm-hmm. had it, who's got superior antibodies, who don't need the vaccine, and who aren't threatened by any of the variants or the original virus?
Mm-hmm.
When do people leave us alone?
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on a second. We got Mary in the line, and I know Mary's got something interesting to say. Now, Mary is a retired VA nurse, so she comes at this in a different perspective. So, Mary, what's on your mind?
I would just say that you really can't trust anything you hear anymore from anybody.
I trust my doctor.
You've got a good relationship with your doctor then, Matt.
My doctor is the same doctor that treated me at the World Trade Center in a triage tent.
I think I believe what I could probably surmise from taking science classes, microbiology, calculus. I can kind of figure out some of those things by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe anybody on the news at all. None of them.
But did you hear what I said about my blood tests and my antibodies? Because I get them checked.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I'm a universal donor. See, they want my blood.
Yes.
I want your blood.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
No, they, you know, I have to get checked because of the fact I'm a universal blood donor. But and at least once or twice a month I'm doing that, too. I'm giving blood. But the fact of the matter is that if more people would get checked, you know, get their blood, just get a blood test. Just get a blood test. Find out what's going on with your body, and then you know.
And that would take care of all of the, you have to get your COVID test done. Just get a regular blood test. They'll be able to tell you what's going on here.
Sure.
But we really do, and I'm thumping on that these days because no one's talking about it. I don't believe that people who have had COVID and survived should have to go through anything more than they've already had.
Yep.
Yep. I really don't. And until they can wrap their heads around the fact that I don't have to take their vaccine and I won't take their vaccine and I should be penalized for having had COVID and survived, you know, there's got to be one major organization, one honest medical organization that comes out and says, we need to address this demographic because it's over 34 million people. It's over 34 million people who've had COVID and survived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a big chunk of people to say, well, we're just not going to address you.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you can prove that you've had the vaccine, your freedom is limited. No, I don't need to take your vaccine. My freedom shouldn't be limited. I'm not a threat to anybody, and no one is a threat to me. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to talk about the infrastructure thing here because we've got possibly a monkey wrench thrown in the works here. Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, the Democrat, the lead Democrat negotiator of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, potentially threw a monkey wrench in the plans by saying she does not support the $3.5 trillion price tag. Then, all of a sudden, here comes AOC, here comes Tlaib, yelling back at her, you know, going after her for, well, you got her this, you got it. No, she doesn't have to do anything. And by the way, there's also a couple of other Democrats in there that don't want to pass this thing because there's no verbiage, there's no wording as to what's in the bill. And even Nancy Pelosi, I almost fell out of my chair. Well, we have to see what's in the bill before we can vote on the bill. That's an exact opposite reaction.
Yeah, it is. And the idea, and everybody should know this. I mean, everybody needs to understand this. They advanced a bill out of cloture that has no verbiage.
Yep.
So it's like, hey, we're gonna move the Frank and Matt bill out of the cloture. We're gonna vote on cloture for the Frank and Matt bill.
Yep.
Well, what the hell's a Frank and Matt bill? Well, we don't know. We haven't written it yet, but vote on it. And people did, including 18 Republicans. Let's vote on a bill that doesn't exist.
Ridiculous.
Well, that's our government today. And if there was any question in your mind that we have a bunch of irresponsible people just doing government to just do what they do, if they don't read the legislation, this is pretty obvious because there's nothing there to read.
Well, on the other hand, 228 Republican lawmakers are urging the Supreme Court in a letter to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Let's see what happens. They don't have to. SCOTUS doesn't have to entertain it.
All righty, here comes the music, my friend. I'm going to have to let you go. I've got another guest coming in here, and I will talk to you on Monday morning. God bless America. My buddy Frank Silvato, and I appreciate him so much because he's been with the show the longest period of time of any of the guests we've had, and I first heard him on Bill O'Reilly's television show on Fox News. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. health officials are expected to release new data about the spread of COVID-19 on Friday that led to their decision that vaccinated people wear masks in some situations, a reversal of previous guidance.
And you want to know how we put this virus behind us? Well, I'll tell you how. We need to get more people vaccinated.
The report to be released by the CDC comes from a recent investigation of a coronavirus outbreak in Provincetown, Massachusetts, according to a federal official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Former Senator Carl Levin, a powerful voice on military issues in Washington and a staunch supporter of the auto industry back home in Michigan during his record tenure in the U.S. Senate, has died. He was 87. The Harvard-educated civil rights attorney and former taxi driver died Thursday, his family announced in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600, or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's a Friday morning, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Everglades Equipment Group store nearest you. There are four of them in the great state of Florida within the sound of my voice and where my affiliates are located too. And don't forget the Everglades Equipment Group, with their reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, can get the job done for you. Need a lawnmower? Got it. Need a leaf blower? Got it. Need a power tool? Got it. How about this one? Need some potting soil or some fertilizer? Or maybe you want to plant something? Got all of that. And mowers, too. Push mower, self-propelled, riding mower, or even if you want to go the route with the backhoe or the 60-inch riding mower, whatever you want to do, they got it all. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Just tell them the captain sent you. All right, we have a special guest on the line right now, and I'm going to go over here and flip the line. And good morning, Benny. This is Attorney Benny Jacques. I think I said your last name correct, did I not?
Yeah, the last name is perfect. The first name, Bernie.
Bernie, okay, Bernie. I can't read my own. Bernie, I can't read my own writing. All right.
No, you're good.
Well, the reason you're on the show today is you are an attorney, and I asked you to come on and answer the questions of so many listeners that have been calling us up and saying, why on earth and how can these people possibly suddenly, at this stage in history, throw a mandate at us for masks again when it was on again, off again? What's the authority they have to use? And people just want a simple, if there is one, a simple explanation.
Yeah, so the federal government is trying to push mask mandates, and it's important to know how and what exactly it is. There is no authority, in my legal analysis, for a nationwide mask mandate. So here's what they're doing. The CDC, headed by the notorious Fauci, is saying that masks are back on. Doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. It's back on. But it's important to note that it's a CDC recommendation,
right,
which certain states have used as a basis for their particular mask orders, but it's not binding, right? So you don't have to wake up tomorrow, if you live in a liberty-loving place like Florida, for example, and say, now I have to wear the mask indoors, because Governor DeSantis said there will be no statewide mask mandate.
Sure.
Because in our system, we have something called federalism, and these things are actually left to the states. And the federal government can't just come one size fits all and just roll over all of our states and say, now you have to put on the mask. What they are also doing, which is more of a basis that they have, is...
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America.
Yeah,
Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce.
There we go.
So with the federal employees, they're saying that now they're going to either have to wear a mask or get vaccinated, and even that seems a little bit overly burdensome. Mm-hmm. But it's important to know that if you're not a federal employee, mm-hmm, you know, this really doesn't apply to you. Although now they're saying Biden said he wants to do it with the federal contractors as well. I find this to be very problematic to have a policy of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. There's no basis in law for them to impose it on ordinary Americans through a nationwide mask mandate.
Yeah. Now, I got a question just popped in here on the Internet. So they said to me, they said, OK, so if that's the case, how is it that two mayors, one in Miami, one in West Palm, turned around and put the mask mandate in effect in their cities?
Right. So in Florida, so there's no statewide mask mandate. In fact, Governor DeSantis, especially when it comes to schools, says it won't happen. He's even threatened to call the legislature into special session to make sure that kids are not masked. So here's the thing about these local orders. You know, they can be passed, but there will be no teeth to them. If you recall, when Governor DeSantis rescinded the state emergency order, and he basically also said he's not going to enforce any of the fines that these counties and the cities are imposing on people for violating, you know, COVID rules. In fact, he basically did like a blanket pardon and revoked, you know, fines of people who were, you know, shaken down in essence and fined for some of these ridiculous mandates. And so I know the governor's office is looking at some of these localities who are defying the governor's position for the state. And I think you might see some action there. And so, but it's important to know that if they are going to fine individuals, I think the state will not honor, and it will come to the aid of the citizens, based on prior action, when we had our last lockdowns and other, penalties, for COVID violations.
Now, a federal court this week ordered two states to turn around and put their $300 additional unemployment money back into the fold for people they'd taken it away from. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, it was optional for the states. They didn't have to take it. And a federal court judge somewhere in the Midwest ordered these two states to do this. Isn't that kind of unusual?
It's unusual. It screams of judicial activism. Again, we're going back to states' rights, right? States, mm-hmm, can set the parameters and the rules for such a policy as this, and for a judge to intervene in that manner. And I haven't seen this particular case, but to me, on the surface, it seems like activist intervention, because at the end of the day, you know, you have to go with the premise that states do have the authority on how they deal with the federal dollars, and in Florida, we did do an expiration. It's not as if we didn't comply at all, but at a certain point, we said, all right, this is the, and we get plenty of notice, this, mm-hmm, is when this will expire for purposes of people getting back to work and our businesses to thrive again. And so I definitely want to look into this opinion as to what their basis was.
Right.
But it always makes me uncomfortable when the courts get involved and try to meddle and our state's decisions.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to attorney Bernie Jacques. Now, one of your friends just said hello to you. George the Godfather from Bikers for 45. You know who they are.
I know who they are. Great guys.
And he said good morning to you, so good morning back to George.
Morning, George.
Yeah, George is this about the time that George pops in there. But anyway, the thing of it is that so many people are just so confused with what's going on right now. They just don't know what to believe. And again, 41% of the country, this was a poll that was taken right after this nonsense happened yesterday, 41% of the country said there's no way they're going to put a mask back on again. They can stuff salt.
Look, I've seen it all over on social media and people I talk to in the community. People are ready to not comply, and you're hearing that. I mean, people are saying never again. We're not going back to this. And we're not going to be bamboozled again by the heavy hand of government when it comes to these ridiculous mandates. And so I think you're going to see a little different approach from our fellow citizens,
mm-hmm.
Even those who just, you know, went by and complied last time, right? Mm-hmm. Because this was a once-in-a-century pandemic, and people just said, all right, I guess we got to mm-hmm. do it. But I think when people look back and saw the liberties that were taken away from them, and all for what? You know, their businesses were ruined. Mm-hmm. You know, their kids are traumatized at school
right.
with these masks.
Right.
I mean, people don't want to go back to that. And I think Biden is walking on thin ice here. Because he's going to see a big blowback from the American people if he keeps this up.
Now, we've got about a minute left, and in the minute we've got left, you're very passionate about what you're talking about for a couple of reasons. Number one, you're running for a state office, aren't you?
I am. I'm running for the Florida House of Representatives, District 66. That's in Pinellas County, the city of Seminole, parts of Largo, the Northern Beaches, Bel Air area, up to downtown Clearwater Beach. And people can learn more about me on my website. It's BernieForFlorida.com. That's BernieForFlorida.com. And it's Bernie with a Y, not I-E, like the socialist Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
And any
yeah.
and any support I can have. With
and you got more hair than he does, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, Bernie, I want to thank you very much for clarifying some things, and we'll be in touch with you again soon. But you've definitely answered a couple of questions that the audience has been sitting on, and nobody could really give them an answer, and today you did.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Captain.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, that's attorney Bernie Jacques, who happens to be running for political office, too, as you heard him. And I'll tell you, I just knew that there was something screwy going on here. And by the way, lawsuits, oh, yeah, they're coming. They're coming all around the country. I hope the judges are up to the task because they're going to get sued here, there, and everywhere over all this stuff. This is not going to be taken lightly, and they're going to win their cases. These people are going to win their cases because they're overstepping their bounds. Good Lord. Okay, I shall return with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. The Sports Zone quarterback is coming in, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old Uncle Sam out front, red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. Now, I'll tell you what, all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Call them, set up an appointment for service, and don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You never know when that might get you some of that fancy-dancy extra pastry in the back room. Alrighty, and joining us right now, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain, and happy Friday to you and everybody out there.
Yeah. Now, listen, I want to start with something here because I did not see this. I'm just looking at the aftermath. But Connor Fields, the USA's defending Olympic gold medalist and BMX bike rider, suffered a horrific crash in the semifinals that definitely will take him out of the Olympic Games. I don't know if he broke one leg, two legs, whatever,
But, wow, this does not look good.
No, our thoughts and prayers are out to him and his family. You know, it's people don't realize BMX is not for the faint of heart, to say the least. A lot of kids, Captain, get hurt more doing that than playing football across the country.
Well, sure.
People don't realize that either. And it's funny, you know, on the Sports Zone on Sundays, we talk about all sports and youth sports. And that's been brought up, how a lot of people think the kids playing football is dangerous. Well, there's a lot more dangerous activity out there besides football, and BMX is one of them. So, very good points, sir.
Well, some pretty good names yesterday making a splash, some baseball trades. The Yankees acquired Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs. That's kind of a surprise there, but that the Cubs let him go. And then the Dodgers, of all things, landed Max Scherzer and Trey Turner in a big-time blockbuster deal with the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, the Dodgers, you know, keep getting better. And the Yankees, you know, they're trying to acquire. They needed a left-handed bat in that lineup. And Rizzo can take advantage of that short right field porch, as it's affectionately called there at Yankee Stadium. But yesterday, talking about the Yankees, they got beat 14-0 by the Tampa Bay Rays.
That's right. So, the Rays woke up.
And Garrett Cole's on the mound, one of the best pitchers in the National and American League.
Mm-hmm.
And he played a great game the week before pitching, but the Rays had his number, and they put it on him. So that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've been doing a lot of talking about the vaccine and the mandates and this, that, and all that stuff.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the National Football League Players Association president, J.C. Treader, feels the NFL is trying to shame players into getting vaccines by urging the teams to require vaccinated and unvaccinated players to wear different colored wristbands.
Yeah. And that was for practice purposes. And now they're talking about, you know, doing it now having it out on the field. It's a lot of head coaches. They're tired of it. It's taking away from their focus for the season.
I hate to be a funny here, but I'm going to be a funny, so get ready for the laugh. I wonder if these guys' players will get the $100 that Biden wants to give everybody if they get their vaccine.
Get a good one, Captain. Yeah, really. $100.
There you go. Okay, Laughing Man got in there, too. Yeah, $100. Now, does that mean they're going to pay us $100 for those of us that got this shot?
Yeah, please. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, where does it start with?
We did it first for God and Country.
Yeah, please.
We may all be paying for it later, but we did it.
Yeah.
No, actually, I was telling a couple of people a couple segments ago here that, of course, I get my blood checked because I'm a universal donor with my blood type and whatnot. And they did another blood test on me for the antibodies and all that stuff. And my antibodies, over a year later, are still through the roof.
Yeah. I hope we just get back to some normalcy. Back to this again. I mean, how many strains of the flu can we, you know, talk about?
I'm glad you said that, because this strain that started out over here in this country was 1,900 and something. That's how many they had up until then.
Yeah.
It's been there. It's been there. This stuff has been there. But
the good news is I don't hear any more about flu cases, Captain. So I guess we cured the flu, huh? Okay. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Patrick. You got to understand, if you get a flu shot, that's better. Mm-hmm. That's better and will help you, believe it or not, if you do get the COVID, the fact you've had the flu shot.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yep.
Well, that's been tested, too.
Yep.
But getting back to sports, next Thursday, Captain, we got the Cowboys and the Steelers.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame game. So we finally get to see a little football.
Canton, Ohio. That's why I said, are you ready for some football? I said that last night on my prompter for tonight's show.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You know, less than a week away, we'll get to watch some football. It'll be fun. So,
they better not be showing us all these guys taking knees. I'm telling you, the veterans are fit to be tight about that stuff, and there's going to be a meeting here coming up within the next few days, or certainly within the next week, with the teams, with the various veterans associations, and they're going to lay the rule down. Hey, you want military for this, that, and the other? You won't get it. You won't get it.
It's called time and place, Captain. Honor the flag. Do the right thing for the right reason. Well, everybody's willing to listen to anybody if you do it at the right time and the right place.
Okay,
okay,
my man, we got to go, and I look forward to hearing your show on Sunday while I'm driving down to Bradenton.
Sounds great. Thanks, Captain. God bless everybody. Take care now.
Amen, brother. And that's Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback with the show Sports Zone that you'll hear Sundays on my flagship station from 11 to 12 noon. All right, and here's what Patrick Hyland does.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Now, I'm going to be tomorrow at the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo at the Largo Event Center. It used to be the Mid-Reg Hall. They've cleaned it all up, got under new management, located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. I'll be there from 9 to 3. The show tomorrow is from 9 to 5. On Sunday, it's from 9 to 3. They'll have the concealed carry class each day. But more than that, they're going to have a big-time attraction there this time that a lot of people are going to want to be involved with. It's the shooting simulator, the same one that's used by law enforcement. So you'll be able to go through the simulator. I'm not sure what they're going to charge, but I know it's not going to be free. But you'll be able to go through the simulator and see what a law enforcement officer has to go through when they get accosted or when they're in a situation, a hostile situation. So that's going to be tomorrow and Sunday in Largo at the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue North, Largo, Florida, 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 to 3 Sunday. I'll be there tomorrow with a special guest, a special guest. So you want to stop by and see who that special guest is, and I'll be there from 9 to 3. Not sure what time the guest is going to show up, but it'll be worth the wait if you have to wait a little bit. Tell you that much. So, I'll see you at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, Sunday, I'll be down in Bradenton at the Moose Club from 2 to 5 for the Defend Florida group that they're having down there. Their rally, their get-together, whatever they call it. And I'm looking forward to that, seeing a lot of my friends down there. And good morning, Flip. And hey, back to you. Patrick was listening, so he'll just have to know that you said hello. And we'll see you soon, Flip, somewhere in our travels, I'm sure. All right. Captain's America Third Watch, weekday edition. Lights are going out here in a few minutes. I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition, the show that started it all 21 years ago. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. It's all about we, the...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.